On this episode of Can IT Pro Connection, we're here with Eric from the Office 365 team, and we're talking hybrid solutions for your implementation of Office. Eric, I got an Exchange 2003 Service Pack 2 server sitting on the back end, and I want to connect that into a hybrid solution. What should I do?
What you should do? You should implement a newer version of Exchange, my friend.
All right, let's get at it. So all kidding aside, you know, Exchange 2003 Service Pack 2 was my first foray into deploying Exchange, and at that time, everything was on-premise. But what was interesting was Service Pack 2 brought on that whole mobility sequence in terms of now accessing data from Exchange securely through a mobile device. We're now in the day and age where, you know, access to information has to be ubiquitous, and it shouldn't care to the end device whether it be on-premise or in cloud, but there are a lot of considerations from organizations in regards to where the data has to reside. So in terms of a hybrid solution, how is that a best fit for a lot of organizations?
I think this is one of the big strengths of Microsoft Cloud Solution is once you've implemented the what we would like to call the plumbing of hybrid mode, the directory sync and where you're going to do your authentication, you really have a coexistent scenario for most of the technologies that is seamless to the end user. So you move my mailbox up to Office 365 from on-prem, one day, next day I go into the office, I really don't know the difference. I coexist with you who are on-prem, I work very well, and if for whatever reason you decide to move your data back on-prem, you can do that the next day I come in, and I really don't know the difference still.
So in that respect, is there any difference in terms of security and where the data actually resides?
Absolutely. When you talk about security, if the data resides in Office 365, we're responsible for the security. And if you have it on-prem, the customer, you guys are still responsible for the security.
Okay. And so we talk about ubiquitous access to the data, you know, in terms of Exchange, even SharePoint, right? So it shouldn't make a difference to the end user as to how the data is being accessed. It should just be a seamless, exchange of information, whether it's being consumed by the device or being created by the device, stored in Office 365, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, you know, stored on SharePoint or communicated through Exchange. From a resource perspective, is there a benefit in doing a hybrid model, maybe capitalizing on existing resources or investments by an organization put forth to have a hybrid model to use equipment that's on-prem?
There are numerous different ways you can get benefit by having a hybrid model. The first one is not all applications are Office 365. Let's say some of the third-party applications you might have in your environment may still require something on-premise to talk to that you want to reuse to you end a cycle and you're trying to look at a refresh of that. Sometimes there are regulatory considerations that you have to be aware of depending on your industry. We've had customers who actually have verbiage written in their contracts with their customers saying they need to have data on-prem. And because of this hybrid model, not only can you keep data on-prem, but you actually have a better way of keeping data from going to a cloud-based solution because of the controls we have within Office 365.
So more information on hybrid solutions for Office 365 will be detailed on canitpro.net. Till next time, say bye-bye to the camera.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
The second is that sometimes there are regularity consideration. What was I trying to say?
Regulatory?
Regulatory.
There
Thank you.
Go.